This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
All set, cock, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. So, Rick, you had gone on a speaking engagement. You went to Vancouver. Can you tell us what happened?
It was exceptional. Unity Church decided they wanted to have me speak on metaphysics and several things about sustainable lifeboats, and then do an 8-hour intensive workshop. And I ended up doing two workshops and two speaking events, and I met some incredible people. And what I'd rather do is, rather than me talk about it, because some of it has to do with me, and what I would rather do is have Grace Thorne and Julie Vassopoli, who accompanied me on this trip. And then we had a fourth woman, Gabrielle DeLiso, that joined us from Las Vegas. We met Alfred Lamont Weber. He had a 17-bedroom mansion up in North Vancouver, 17-bedroom. He had, we then spent time at Catherine, not going to give her a last name, in a penthouse, a $1 million penthouse. It was unbelievable, over a yacht. And then I met a Kevin that lived down in the middle of downtown Vancouver, but North Vancouver, but he was on the river, and there wasn't anybody around him for a mile. It's called Indian River. Was it Indian River or Indian Arm? Indian Arm. And he's an old rock and roll with a scratchy voice, and he plays rock and roll up there on the ocean, and it just echoed across the islands, and nobody's to hear it except maybe moose. It was wonderful. Grace, come on over here, girl, and Julie accompanied me, kept me normal because we had a time. Here's Grace, and you talk to Grace. Yes, do that. Yeah, it's good from somebody else's point of view than mine. It was good.
Yeah. Welcome, Grace Thorne. Grace is a USA Prepares instructor. And she's been on the air with her class from Ryan, Oklahoma, where her students would prepare all month to ask Dr. Richard Allen Miller the questions that only he could answer. And they'd ask Dr. Norman Shealy as well. So we've done a number of those broadcasts. I thought they were absolutely phenomenal, how young students could think like that at that early age of sixth grade. So thank you, Grace Thorne, for doing it. So what did you see, Grace Thorne, in Vancouver with Doc Ram?
Well, first, Vincent, I want to say that I want to wish you the best with your electric co-op adventure. And that prayer you said was excellent, and how anybody, Christian or not Christian, could disagree with what you were saying, and I mean that's what we should all want. But I just wanted to. Rick has already touched on some of the things I was going to talk about, but it was It was one of the most interesting, fun weeks I've ever spent, and starting with the first night at his sister's house in Longview, Washington. The beautiful scenery all the way up through Oregon and Washington and into Canada. I'd never seen all of that, and it was just so beautiful. Oh, and by the way, we did learn some things about Rick from his sister that he had failed to tell us through the time, if you know what I mean. He left out some details about himself. But so the...
You going to tell us?
No, I don't think he wants to tell you.
Or would he be arrested by the end of the broadcast?
Well, he might. He wouldn't like it anyway. But like he said, the first night, we were wined and dined by Albert Weber. He did radio with Rick and his wife, and it was just a huge mansion they lived in. Like he said, 17 bedrooms, and 11 of those, they said, were occupied by students, mostly from South America. So we would see these beautiful, they were beautiful people just wandering in and out through the house, but that was really neat. And then that night, Keith, the Cove man, took us to his house, which was just on a cliff that you had to drive. He drove us down. Well, he didn't drive Rick down because Rick wouldn't get in the car. Rick was scared to drive down. He had to walk down. And then we went part of the way down that way, and then we had to go down all these steps, 80 steps down to his down to his house, but which was, like Rick said, on a river or bay or some big body of water. But it was just beautiful. And then the ferry ride, that was pretty exciting, over to Vancouver Island, where we stayed the rest of the time. And I don't want to sound like a hick from the sticks, but I had never stayed in a penthouse before, and in every room you went in this penthouse, you would see the city or the yacht club, the sailboats, the big ships, and the ferries coming and going, and it was just spectacular. It was, but I do want to say a little bit about Rick, and. Because you homeschooled your kids, you may not relate to this, but when one of your kids is in like a Christmas program and they have the lead solo and they get up and sing like a little angel and you're just so proud of them and you wanna stand up and say, well, that's my boy or that's my daughter. But well, that's kind of how we felt about Rick. And it was like the Canadians had never heard anyone speak like he did, and maybe they hadn't. No. I don't know, but he put on a real show for everyone. And Julie and I just felt really blessed to be part of his trip to Canada.
I've seen Doc Ram on stage in many, many, many venues in different states. And absolutely, when he's on stage, all eyes are on Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And you can hear a pin drop whenever he speaks because people are trying their very best. They've got all brain cells turned on just to try to comprehend half of what he's trying to say. And I really do understand what you're saying because the very first time many, many years ago, when I spoke to Rick, I hadn't met him at that point. I was on the phone with him, and he was on the West Coast, and I was here in Missouri. And he said, you know, after maybe 15, 20, 30 minutes of being on the phone, he said, Vincent, if you're understanding half of what I'm saying, you're doing fine or doing great or something like that. And I said, Rick, I'm going as fast as I can, and I got about half of it. So that's is that what you're trying to convey?
That's absolutely right. And you know, as long as I've known Rick, 5 or 6 years now, I hear him say some of the same things over and over, and you know, I'm just now understanding and catching what some of that really means. And you know, so I've had to hear it several times before I caught it, but yeah, I know people probably didn't understand all he was talking about, but it was a really intelligent audience, it seemed like, and you know, but the questions they asked him, and it was just from one end of the spectrum to the other, the type of questions that he would get. And he never said, I don't know. He just, you know, he, at least he acted like he had the correct answer, and it sounded like he did.
Let me ask you this, Grace. Let me ask you this. When you got a chance to watch Dr. Richard Allen Miller and watch the audience, you know, back and forth simultaneously, did you see, and you've seen the same kind of arrangements here in the United States, did you see a difference in how those in attendance reacted to Rick? Do we act differently? Do we react differently? Or was it the same?
Well, it seemed the same to me. I didn't see any much difference.
Well, the people who I've seen come to attend Rick Miller's seminars aren't people who just show up because they've got nothing to do, or they're trying to get either out of the heat in the summer or out of the cold in the winter. They actually want to be there, and they are really bright to begin with. I mean, that's what I've seen. And they're looking for more information.
So, right.
It seems to me that maybe that's the common thread, that those were exposed to kind of the things that at least knew about the kinds of things that he was going to be talking about. So what did he say that you saw that galvanized them, where they were amazed, if you will? Can you share with us some of those topics?
My favorite topic that he talked about was, of course, the survival skills, and they all seemed to have lots of questions about that, and they bought books afterwards, you know, on that topic, and I just thought that they, you know, that's the kind of information people need and want, and he just did such a great job of presenting it, and you know, I think it made him want more.
Yes. Yes. When we come back from this break, Julie Vassopoli, can you tell us what your thoughts are? What did you see? And then maybe if we have time, can you tell us, each of you, what you've seen in the fires on the West Coast? Can you tell us what your thoughts are? We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, you've heard Doc Graham talk about Julie. Well, here she is for the very first time on USA Prepares, Julie Vassapoli. I've spoken with her many times off air, and I'm delighted to welcome her to USA Prepares. So, Julie,
Hi, Vincent. You were with Doc Graham? Yes.
Good morning.
Yeah, we had a wonderful time. Actually, Grace settled, hit it right on the nose with so many of the things that happened. But go ahead and ask the question you were going to say. Go ahead.
So what did you experience watching Rick in live seminar? In Vancouver.
Good question. Yeah, and this was my first experience to Canada. In fact, it was my first time out of the country to begin with. And to watch Rick, and I've taken a lot of different workshops and seminars and over the years, and know Rick well here in Grant's Pass, but to see him in action in a classroom setting or a workshop, I have to say I was in awe. And I am still in awe of his knowledge base, the wealth, and what he says about his bio, the depth of his knowledge was astounding. And I'm still so impressed and so proud of Rick. If a person never takes one of his workshops, they wouldn't know just how much knowledge this man holds. And it's quite an impressive thing to see. And I, like I said, I've seen a lot of classes and been a part of it, but I have never seen anybody like Rick. In fact, Vincent, some of the comments that we heard from the people taking the course that he was teaching, that they had commented that they had never heard or saw anybody like Rick before. They were just so receptive and enthusiastic. You know, Grace was talking and you were asking her about how he was received. Everywhere we went, we had such a warm welcome and an outpouring of feeling their hospitality and eagerness to receive Rick. They just put out the red carpet and they had a thirst. You know, I think they were, like you say, very serious, bright students, and they wanted to know more. And another thing that impressed me, and I have never seen this before, ever, where an instructor will say, you know, feel free to interrupt me throughout the session and at the end of the session especially. And it was a free-for-all. Anybody could ask any question they wanted that they wanted. Maybe they were curious of, about something their whole life, and Rick was just like a walking encyclopedia. And he would just said, bring it on, you know. And that doesn't happen every day where someone is that receptive as an instructor to say, ask me anything you'd like to ask, and I'll do the best. I may not know the answer, but I'll try. And to have that kind of a platform was pretty impressive. The people want to have them come back again. They are already ready. They were talking about having them come back to Canada again for additional workshops. So we just felt an outpouring of acceptance. I can't say enough about the hospitality. And it was one of the best trips I've ever had. And I think we're all going to have this memory and look back on it over the years as being a real treasure. And what a beautiful country. The scenery and is just breathtaking. So That's probably what I wanted to say to get across is I'm in awe of Rick. He has a different dimension that we don't see every day, and what a treasure. He is truly a treasure. And I can't say enough about that. You were asking about the fires here. I do not know about the actual progress that the firemen are making, but the air quality is still very smoky. It was that way in Canada as well. In fact, we were in awe that under the impression it was just here in California, Northern California and Southern Oregon. But as we traveled going up to Canada throughout our entire trip, there was smoke all along the way, along the whole western seaboard there, even up into Canada. And when we return back to Grants Pass, it's still with us. So that's the take. I have not had a chance to read the newspaper to see how they're, you know, the containment percentages. However, the air quality is still unhealthful here, and it was all along the way. Thanks, Vincent.
Yeah. Well, Julie, don't go away. When we come back from this break, I have a couple other quick questions to ask you. And I've got a couple comments, and I'd love to hear your reactions to my reactions of what I have seen with Rick in instructor mode at these seminars. I'll tell you what I've seen, and I'd love to hear if you've seen the same thing.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond gussets got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump trying to downplay his relationship with his former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, who's admitted to several felony counts. In an exclusive interview on Fox this morning, the president said Cohen only did small deals for him. The president then attacked Cohen for what he called flipping on him with prosecutors.
If somebody defrauded a bank and he's going to get 10 years in jail or 20 years in jail, but if you can say something bad about Donald Trump and you'll go down to 2 years or 3 years, which is the deal he made, in all fairness to him, most people are going to do that. It's called flipping, and it almost ought to be illegal.
Hurricane Lane is barreling towards Hawaii as a Category 4 storm, expected to pass very close to the islands, hitting land today or tomorrow. It currently has winds of about 130 miles an hour. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th. With promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Julie Vassapoli is with us, and I wanted to share an experience that that I've seen, Julie, when I'm with Doc Ram. And here it is. So when Doc Ram is at his booth and he's signing his books, and people see him from a distance, they see there he is, there he is. And they race over to see him, and they are grinning from ear to ear when they first see him. And they shake his hand, and they are just, that is like one of the heights of their lives, getting a chance to meet Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Did you see that same kind of thing?
Yeah, Vincent, I agree with you. It just seems like Rick seems to be like a catalyst, or he's like a firelight, fireball, that people are attracted to him, and they, it's my take, my observation, I think he seems like he, people want to get to know him, and they want to have something to walk away with from him. They want to, like, learn, take something from him, that he has something he offers that not just anyone can offer, and I think that's part of the attraction. And part of the attraction, too, I wanted to comment about when he's in a teaching a class. It's very, very important to Rick not just to give what the itinerary was listed, you know, the A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. It's important to Rick to not only do that, but to give his listeners and students more, as much as he can give of himself. He's very, very giving, and that's what I think people see when they're so delighted to first meet him, that they feel they're receiving. And he wants to give them as much as he can. And I feel like what the end result is when the students at the end of the day, they go and walk out of the room, that they have been expanded, their thinking. They have thought beyond what they thought they were going to come into that class in the morning. They walked out with so much more of the possibilities, even more than they thought they were going to learn. And I think that's a real important concept to Rick. That's part of his intention, his intent and purpose, he feels, is to give them more so they become more than what they are. And I think that's part of what you see when they first meet Rick. They want to walk away from him having a little more.
Yeah, and the journey just keeps going. What I've seen when Rick is in speaking, he'll say, "Well, you know, we're going to go grab a bite to eat after, you know, after the convention closes, and you know, if any of you'd like to come with us, and then we all go to the restaurant and we take over the restaurant, and it continues,
yes,
and then it continues
it.
After that."
Right.
It
right.
does
it's
not
like
stop.
Yes, and that's what some of the people would say, does he ever sleep? Does he ever take a break? You're right. It's just there's so much, it's an endless supply of information. Mm-hmm. It's
on
astounding.
Any topic.
Yeah, and he doesn't seem to ever tire. He just goes. And I think that is very, it's attractive. It's what people want to be around, positive. And it's they want to be get a part of that and be a part of that to get on board. Mm-hmm, you're right.
What Rick brings to the table is looking at something that someone might have seen but didn't notice.
Yes.
And you're talking about why.
Yeah,
why
he'll expound on it. Mm-hmm. He'll go into more detail, and then it just hooks them all the more, and the more they want to learn, and the more they want to learn about it. And it just goes like that. Mm-hmm.
And
right.
One of the things that's happened to us here at USA Prepares, and Rick's been with us almost from the beginning, 2 hours a week, for years and years. What has happened is we have the opportunity to attract more listeners. And one way of doing that is by lowering the standards, lowering the level of discussion to include more people. But we won't do it. We want to bring those who are interested up to a higher level rather than bring the broadcast to a lower level. And that's what Rick does. Rick has an enormous lexicon that he uses when he's on the air, and it raises the number of words that people have in their mind now that they might not have had before. And by knowing more words, having a larger lexicon, you can think deeper, more precisely, and be more creative. And that's one of the plans. Julie, I know you're very close to Rick, and I'm going to say something that might initially be disturbing, but I want to explain what I've done. I received a call about Rick Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And the call was from another broadcaster who owns a network. And this guy said to me, Vincent, you have Rick on too much. You should limit him to a half hour, maybe once a month.
Mm-hmm.
I was stunned. I said, no. And then this guy wrote a hit piece on Rick Miller.
Yes.
And USA Prepares was carried on that network. Mm-hmm. And I was so outraged, so angry, that I told this guy, do not carry USA Prepares on your network. We are separating. We are going separate ways. I want nothing to do with your network nor you. And to this day, I have not talked to him. I don't want to talk to him. And he didn't only do it to Rick Miller. He singled out two people who have been with me almost since the beginning. One is Dr. Norman Chile, medical doctor, surgeon of the year, neurosurgeon, brain surgeon. You know, limit Norm Chile to a half hour a month. Limit Rick Miller to a half hour a month. That's nuts. Absolutely nuts. I was so angry. I'm angry just thinking about it, and it happened a couple years ago. So there are people who would rather he not say the things he says. They would rather he not increase the lexicon. They'd rather he not improve the thought process, expose what's happening to the best of his ability and his research. And to me, that's unacceptable. So my reaction to that was I disconnected. I mean, nobody does that. Nobody says, I'll tell you what, let's disconnect so we'll have fewer listeners. But I was willing to do that because I believe the message that Dr. Richard Allen Miller has is so important. And I believe that you saw that kind of reaction, that the message is so important when you were in Vancouver. That's the point.
Yes.
Can you react to what I just said?
Absolutely. Listening to you, Dr. Norm Shealy, Rick, these kind of guys come along once every couple hundred years. They're pretty special. They're unique and special in their information that they give. And I was thinking, listening to you, and I'm thinking about how it takes courage. These guys have to be courageous and think out of the box and go out of the box and step up that way for the rest of us. And it takes guts and courage to do that. And not everybody can do that, to, you know, get up there and take a stand. And it's easier just to slink back and be just like everybody else and a listener. But to give the messages that they have to say that they feel are their purpose is so important, it takes courage. And that's something else that sometimes these people, like you were making a reference to this gentleman, I don't think they really realize just how courageous these guys are. And there should be more respect given, because not all of us get up and get behind the microphone like these guys do. And we need to have gratitude. I think we need to be more gracious and be appreciative of their efforts.
And so when you think about Rick Miller standing in front of an audience, he has no idea, for the most part, as to who is in the audience. He could have physicists, scientists, government spies. I mean, there could be anybody. And yet he opens up himself to ask any question. He is willing to be attacked. However, he can defend himself very, very well. There's no question about that, verbally as well as physically. But what I'm saying is he is willing to tell the audience, interrupt, ask questions. And I've got to tell you, most speakers absolutely, positively would never do that.
Right.
Never do that. Because they've memorized their script. They know what they're going to say. They've said the same thing over and over and over again. And yet they really don't have the knowledge base. They're just saying words. And that is not the case with Rick Miller.
Well, I think...
And he's got...
What you're saying is... What you're saying is, I think what comes to my mind, what my dad taught me a long, long time ago, is that when you speak the truth, you can't go wrong with the truth. You know, when I was growing up, and he would instill that in me as a young person. And I think that's true of Rick and Dr. Norm Shealy. When they have something to say, it's the truth to them, and so they can't go wrong with that. As long as you're saying the truth, and that's what they believe, and they feel it is the truth, that's what armors them and gives them the feeling that they have a right to say what they're saying. Because to them, what they're saying is the truth.
Julie, would you mind sharing a 10-second bio of just who is Julie Vassapoli?
Well, I'm retired. I've been retired the last 5 years. I was a teacher from grades K through 6, and I was an acting principal. When my principal was not on campus, I was in charge. I was the one to be authorized to be in charge of the school. I did that for 28 years. I taught in Cypress School District in California. I loved my job. I loved working with people. In fact, I've always kind of forgot to pick up my paycheck. I loved my job so much. It was I always wanted to work with serving people, you know, in the service area of helping. I have a special ed background in communicative disorders. And so I love people.
When we come back, may I ask you just a quick question about education? I was a teacher as well, and I felt the same way. I was there to teach. I wasn't there for a paycheck. Paycheck was just a nice aside. But I'd like to ask you, how has education changed from when you were teaching to today? We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Julie Vassopoli's with us. She's a retired teacher and acting principal in the public school system. Julie, just a quick question for you. How has education changed in your mind? What are the big changes that you've seen with teachers? Do they still have that fire to want to educate and train and make the best students they possibly can make? Has that changed? What's different now?
Well, that's a very good question.
Or is it just a job?
Well, it's both. It's a job, but it's also a career, and it's a calling, and it's a lot of things, and it's how one looks at it. To answer your question, when I first started teaching, there was more of an emphasis on teacher workshops, you know, more of an emphasis on making the teachers even better. I once thought of it as a craft that you're constantly polishing, becoming a better teacher. A better teacher is, you know, as you go along the way, because it's something that you strive to get better and better at being a teacher. And at the beginning, we had more tools. And when I first started teaching, like, we could emphasize more on arts and the music. And as time went by, that became less and less important as far as what we were instructed to accomplish, you know, our objectives as teachers, unfortunately. And I think that that is a discouragement to teachers. It kills the enthusiasm of the teachers. If you can't be your own boss, so to speak, of your own classroom, and run things the way you think they should be run, that kind of takes a lot of the fizz out of the equation. And I think as much as it is important to teach the academics, and make no mistake about it, that's very, very important, you know, to know the 3 R's, arithmetic, writing, and all of that, so important. However, I think we've lost as teachers the significance of teaching good social skills and the golden rule, treating others the way you want to be treated, working, you know, as a team, as a classroom, and sportsmanship, getting along, social skills. And the bottom line that I think is so important that needs to be emphasized in the curriculum is going on with citizenship. The word citizenship, what does that mean? When I was growing up, that was real important because all the good teaching in the world and all the good learning in the world on the academics doesn't mean a whole lot if it's not implemented in society with good citizenship, how to treat other people. And I think you lost that.
Yes. When I was in Virginia, I taught at two levels. I taught high school computer science in the classroom, and I taught at the college level.
Mm-hmm.
And at the college level, I was told, here's the material, here's what you will teach. My mm-hmm. reaction is, who wrote this stuff? This is terrible. And so I improvised, and I taught what I thought the student should know, because I thought I knew more about computer science than the text that they wanted me to use, and I improvised. And mm-hmm. it got me in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble.
And that shouldn't be.
As a matter of fact, I got fired. But it wasn't the worst time. First time I got fired. I've been fired plenty. Now, in the high school situation, they didn't tell me. I taught college computer science for a while, and I really didn't like it. I didn't like it. I loved the students, but I didn't like the administration. At the high school level, I love the administration, and I love the students. And the difference was that at the high school level, they said, Vinny, we think you know what you're doing, so we're not going to tell you what to do. You do mm-hmm. whatever you think you should do. So I wrote my own lesson plans. Now, was it easier? No. It was harder because it took me more time, because I had to plan more, because I was mm-hmm. building from scratch. And the students loved it. I loved it. But now I believe you hit the nail on the head. We have taken that freedom away from the teachers, and the passion to teach,
yes.
I think, is missing because of that.
You're absolutely correct. I feel the same way.
Well, Julie, we've got to have you back on, and Grace, we've got to have you back on, and Doc Ram, we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Vincent. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you, Vincent.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take care, buddy.
I really appreciate it. Yes, and you too. And Grace Thorne, thank you. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.